Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a high school student, Daryl George, who had dreadlocks. And in Houston, he had gotten suspended because his hair did not pass a dress code based on the length. Now, the pictures I see of him, the hair is completely out of his face. You can't even tell the length. It looks perfectly fine to me, but I'm not exactly sure if the hair was, you know, long, covering his face, violated the code. We're not seeing pictures of that. But this has drawn huge, huge debate and criticism and discussion of the Crown Act. And so, Barbara Hills Independent School District Superintendent Greg Poole said the ruling validated our position that the district's dress code does not violate the Crown Act and that the Crown Act does not give students unlimited self-expression. So I believe Mr. George was suspended twice for having a hairstyle that included dreadlocks, but the dreadlocks were not the issue. It was the length that was covering his eyes when he was in class. Now, again, I don't see pictures of that. We see his hair completely off his face in all the pictures, so I'm not exactly sure what happened. The U.S. Supreme Court, they say, recently ruled that affirmative action is a violation of the 14th Amendment, and we believe the same reasoning will eventually be applied to the Crown Act. So what is the Crown Act? So the Crown Act went into effect this last September. And it prohibits discrimination based on hairstyles that are commonly associated with a particular race or culture. So if the Crown Act is in place and he was wearing a hairstyle that was cultural, how did the judge uphold the school's decision to suspend him? Because it was based on the length. The Barber Hills dress code, and the school is called Barber's Hill, allows students to wear hairstyles, but places limits on the length of male students' hair. It says boys' hair will not extend below the eyebrows, below the earlobes, or below the top of a t-shirt collar. Now, last September, the school district filed a declaratory judgment lawsuit asking the court to decide if Barber's Hill's Independent School District dress code and grooming code policy limiting student hair length does not violate the Crown Act. So George and his family have filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the school, alleging they have failed to enforce the state law and have caused emotional distress. So, you know, this is something that, there's so much going on in schools right now. That you really wonder why it's taking so much effort. And, you know, we want kids staying in school. We want individuals to be able to, wear and dress that identifies them and their culture and their race. But, you know, for this to go as far as the court system, and it had to do with length of the hair. How long were we talking? Yeah, and we don't see pictures. We don't, you know, I mean, if it was that his hair was pulled back the whole time, then yeah, you start to wonder what the heck is going on here. Why his hair and not anybody else's? You know, but if it was that, you know, his hair was covering his face, there are codes. And so, you know, the American Civil Liberty Union of Texas wrote on social media that the Barbers Hill district has repeatedly disrupted the education of black students in the district because of discriminatory dress codes. The ACLU pointed to a report published earlier this month that it says 80% of Texas schools have vague hair policies that may be used to disproportionately punish black students. So, you know, this is, you know, something that I think it's very easily solvable. You know, I've seen dress code issues. Was it Disney that told a person to leave because she was wearing a half shirt that was showing her belly button? Now, the angle at which the victim, you know, took, I mean, it looked like the shirt was almost all covering, but I don't know if the shirt was going up and people were, you know, and they were saying for her protection, you know, we're telling her to cover up. And so I know that when I worked in restaurants, I had to have my hair up. In the medical scenario, your hair is up. And so having a rule that your hair has to be up and out of your face, that's, I think, a given. When there's, many of us have had that. But if you know, if that wasn't the issue at play, and if this just has to do with we don't like your hairstyle, that's a problem. I'm just wondering, you know, what exactly was the concern about how they could tell it was too long. And that's what I'm wondering. I don't know if there were pictures showing that. I mean, I've seen girls, you know, doesn't matter what race, you know, where they'll just kind of want to cover up and hide and have their hair covering their face. We always want to talk to those children. You know, what are you hiding from? What are you concerned about? I mean, I know when I had a pimple, I wanted as much hair covering my face as possible. You know, and I you know, having that flexibility to be able to cover something up, you know, it's a freedom that I think we all should be able to have. We should also be free to have, you know, dreadlocks or hairstyles that, you know, highlight our race. But if this was something where, you know, in shop, in sports, you know, it could be harmful to them and there are safety issues, then, you know, it should be a pretty slam dunk. You know, saying, look, you know, you can wear whatever you want, but it's a length issue. And so that's why the Crown Act, which got, you know, passed this year or this last year to say, look, leave ethnic hairstyles alone. When it was an issue in terms of the length, that's how the court case was able to go the way of the school. We'll keep following this story. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have seen headline after headline that millennials are losing their cars. And I really haven't paid much attention because I'm like, really? Millennials aren't keeping their cars. They can't afford their cars. Now, most millennials are working and they're, you know, and I know a lot of Gen Zs don't even have their driver's license. So is this really an issue? Well, Local News 10 or Local News X say that there is a surging crisis of car repos in the millennial generation. And I decided to kind of look at it here, going, really? What the heck is going on here? And so they say it's the surging interest rates, the climbing vehicle prices, this pressure to get electric, that the millennial generation is not as resilient when it comes to debt and when it comes to, I guess, paying their car as other generations. They say millennials and Gen Zs are increasingly falling behind on their car loan payments. There's inflation, there's high vehicle costs, repairs. And when a loan defaults, the lenders have a right to repossess the vehicle. The borrowers are notified and given a chance to catch up on payments, but if they don't, the car gets repoed. And then, of course, you know, you still, even if they repossess the car, if they sell the car for less than you owe, they'll still garnish wages or still get that money owed. And so this is something that a lot of millennials are not accustomed to. The cost of new cars have reached all-time highs. Even in this last year, new car prices have jumped. Now, electric vehicles may be slowing down a little bit, maybe staving off in price, but still, they're really expensive. The auto loan rates, high interest, and of course, these banks, if they're worried that they're not going to get paid, they're going to want to collect whatever money up front. They say some new car interest rates are 10%. All right, millennials, Gen Zs, never get a 10% auto loan. Yeah, I'd rather you get a part of a credit union or come up with something else, but 10% interest rate, that's horrible. But they say that since the COVID-19 pandemic, younger Americans are a little bit more aggressive in terms of borrowing. Now, maybe also part of that is not so much COVID, but that we've had during Democratic presidential primaries the talk of we're going to write off your loans. And me, being Gen X, and being pretty fiscally conservative and understanding not to borrow or take too much risks, even I thought to myself, whoa, you mean I could have gone to Pepperdine? I could have borrowed money, not paid off my student loans as quickly as possible. I could have borrowed more, still owe the government, and then I'd get to benefit from them writing off the student debt. Even I told myself, maybe I should have borrowed more, but I didn't. When I went to medical school, I picked a state school. Loved the fact I would never regret going there. University of Nevada, Reno was fantastic. And the training I got in Vegas was amazing. And then I did my last year at UCLA. But I waited tables to support myself so I could borrow the barest minimum I had to for school. Well, maybe I didn't have to do that. And so if student loans can be written off, now it starts to make you think, well, wait a second, what's next? Will auto loans be written off? Will mortgages? Why am I struggling to save and struggling to pay off debt when, because the biggest thing that people fear right now isn't the debt, is that they paid off the debt when it could have been written off. That's why I think it's a real unpopular move to write off student loan debt, because you have people ticked that they paid off their loans or didn't borrow or didn't go to school. I told you, if you really want to get these students some relief, go back to the colleges that took their money and took the government money. Don't go to the taxpayers. Don't just go to Congress and say, yeah, write this off. I mean, where's the colleges? Have the colleges give everybody 10 grand back, even the ones who paid off their student loans. Well, that's never going to happen. So maybe there's now this thinking going, wait a second, debt is a debt. See, debt to me was final. I mean, debt, it was not ambiguous. You borrow, you owe. Not only what you borrowed, but you pay on the time. That interest for borrowing. And they get you good with that interest rate. And they get you with fees and all that. So what you need to do is pay off all your debt. Get out of debt. Because you are then a victim. you are then, they own you. Don't have debt. And now we've changed the whole definition of debt. Going, debt's temporary, and it might get written off, so just hold on to it as long as you can. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. So they're saying the rate of vehicle repossessions have surged, showing distress among car owners, millennials, Gen Zs, high interest rates, shifting financial trends. And some younger individuals, car payments have become their highest expense, even more than rent. And these cars are not affordable. Cars are getting expensive. So I was listening to the radio driving to work, and one local morning show was talking about how two people separated, and one still owes on the car, but his wife, who he separated from, is not making payments on the car, so it's dinging his credit. I think it was Mercedes and JC in the morning. And so, you know, people are not paying their bills. And in terms of medical bills, what did we do with medical debt? We said, you know what? It's not going to hurt your credit. If you give your doctor's office the middle finger, if you tell the hospital, thank you for saving my life, but I'm not going to try and pay you back, there's no penalty. Now, I understand medical expenses are really high, and certain people can, you know, you can't afford all your medical expenses, but at least try. I'm going to pay $5 a month. I'll pay you $20 a month. And people are prioritizing their bills. I saw a family member do this. Laid out all his bills on the kitchen table for me to see when I came over. And he said, these are the bills we're paying first. These are the bills that were paid last, if at all. And I noticed the power bill, number one. Power bill always gets some money, power company. And last, number 20, was their medical bills. And now that's interesting because you think health is pretty important. Why would that be last? Well, because the doctors don't do anything. They'll usually write it off, or they'll still see me. Oh, wow. You know, once there is no incentive to pay, people won't pay. So, is it that, you know, millennials are getting, you know, millennials are smart people. Why would they get themselves into something that they can't afford? Is it that they had a job and now they lost it? Is it that they're getting suckered into buying something that they don't need? I really think we have a spending problem. I've spoken about this. What we spend on our phone, what we spend on our data plan, what we spend on our Wi-Fi, on our cable. I was able to live on $4 an hour and $6 in groceries. I was skinny, but I was able to make it work. Now, people are spending that a minute. And so I think, you know, it's all about consumers and buying and living for the day and, you know, looking better than the Joneses or whatever. We really need to rethink things. And we need to buy smartly. And I taught my kids, I go, buy used. You know, new cars depreciate. As long as you have a warranty, it has a good engine. Well, now things are changing because of batteries and electric vehicles. Well, electric vehicles, you can't buy used. Because I told my husband, I go, maybe we should look at a used. He goes, you don't want to buy used. You don't want to use a battery. So now that eliminates all the cheaper offers for cars. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY. No.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. In a sit-down interview about her new book and her late father, the daughter of Ronald Reagan was asked by an NBC News correspondent what the former Republican president would think about today's politics.
I think he'd be appalled, really, you know, and, they used to have martinis together, too.
Patty Davis says her dad and Democratic House Speaker at the time, Tip O'Neill, would have intense public debates, but would always put the aggressiveness aside when it was time. Some major East Coast cities in the U.S. are quite literally sinking, according to new info out from NASA. The U.S. Space Agency says it used satellite data to survey areas from New England south all the way to Florida, and then utilized ground-based GPS centers to track the motion. Some of the cities were sinking as much as 2 millimeters per year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So any of us that have ever flown over Florida, beautiful state. Florida's exquisite. But, man, I am always shocked at how it looks more like an island than it does a state with a coast. And to me, it just looks like the water levels are rising. And that, you know, Florida looks like it's sinking. It just looks like it's land surrounded by water. And over the last 30 years that I've been flying back and forth to Florida, just to me, it just looks like it's... I just see the water levels rising. But NASA now has confirmed that our coast, especially our East Coast, is sinking, including the land that holds New York City and Baltimore. A NASA-funded team of scientists at Virginia Tech's Earth Observation and Innovation Lab found that this, quote, geographical problem is, quote, happening rapidly enough to threaten infrastructure, farmland, wetlands that tens of millions of people along the coast rely on. This has been reported by CBS News. Scientists looked at satellite data and GPS sensors to monitor the motion of the coast and found that infrastructure in cities like New York, Baltimore, Norfolk, Virginia is built on land that sank between the years of 2007 and 2020. And the land sank by an average of 1 to 2 millimeters a year. Some counties in Delaware, Maryland, South Carolina, and Georgia saw their land sink twice or three times that fast. The land in marshes sinks by more than 3 millimeters a year, scientists found. Forests have been displaced due to the intrusion of saltwater and subsiding land. Wildlife also being affected. And then you look at our highways, our airports. This finding was following another study by Virginia Tech Lab. The maps shared by NASA were created using data from satellites from the U.S., Japan, and Europe. They showed the Mid-Atlantic region is sinking more, caused by the Laurentide ice sheet, which started retreating 12,000 years ago. So these ice sheets started retreating 12,000 years ago because of climate change. I told you guys, climate change has always been changing. Okay, my car, my hamburger did not cause the Laurentide ice sheet to start retreating 12,000 years ago. The sinking continues today, and it is inversely causing parts of the U.S. and Canada to rise. One of the fastest sinking cities, they're saying, is Charleston. Downtown is just 10 feet above sea level. The city sees subsidence of about 4 millimeters per year. 800,000 people live in the city, and a portion of the sinking, they say, is caused by human activities like groundwater pumping. I also heard it's the weight of things. So like our electric vehicles, our buildings, our population. To prevent tidal flooding, Charleston is considering an 8-mile seawall to protect against storm surges. A geophysicist at Virginia Tech, Leonard Ohenheim, called the issue of subsidence pernicious and overlooked compared to rising sea levels, but it's still a major problem, and people living along the coast should see more damages to their homes, saltwater infiltrating farms, fresh water supplies. I also worry about sinkholes. Now, I know this, that high-rise that sank a few years ago in Florida, where one of the victims was talking to her husband and said, the pool is gone. The pool sunk, and then the whole building crashed, and they said it wasn't a sinkhole. It was faulty engineering, but we know that sinkholes could start to change the engineering. Sinkholes could start to cause the fractures and all that, and the pool sunk. So I still think sinkhole was part of it, but they're saying it's not. It was engineered properly. Could be, too. But, when you do have erosion and rising sea levels or sinking land, that could cause changes in the structures that we're counting on. So the lab is now going to, they say groundwater extraction as well as dams and other infrastructure can cause this subsidence. And the lab is going to use research techniques on the Gulf Coast with the goal of mapping all of the world's coastlines. So I don't like people, making people panic and adding more drama to what we have. But I think it was the Surfside condo. Was it the Surfside condo? I mean, that really scared me, and that's a problem now. You know, and it's interesting. I was in Galveston, Texas last year for a wedding, and the beach. I told my husband. Well, we were in Houston, and we decided to drive to Galveston. And I'm like, let's go to the beach. Galveston has tons of cruise ships. Let's go see the beach. The beach was completely closed off, and the water was covering, because it was going up to the street. And I'm like, I thought there were beaches. You could see there were beaches. But it was now in the water. And in fact, when we were driving around side streets, we were going through water. Now, it could have just been they just had a storm and a flood. But, you know, in Galveston, Texas, the most deadly of the hurricanes in modern times, of course, you know, we haven't been monitoring them much before then, was in 1900. 10,000 people died in Galveston, Texas when the hurricane hit. So, obviously, before current political narrative with climate, that was in 1900, before everybody had cars and were eating fast food and cows were farting. Well, maybe cows farted back then, too. But anyway, you know, I worry that we have a lot of structures along the coast. I Manhattan is exquisite. I love Manhattan. Flying over Manhattan is a sight to see. But is that land stable? Somebody said the land isn't stable because part of the city was built on the subway dugouts. So the dirt taken to make the subway system was used as landfill. Now, you could still make sturdy land from that, but if it's sinking, that's a problem. So, you know, good for NASA looking at this. You know, I look at the desert of the Southwest where I live as it's just getting deserty and deserty. But I mean, the Grand Canyon has taken millions of years to create. As I've said before, I want to protect our environment. I think there are things we could do to be smart. We shouldn't be littering. We shouldn't be having these masks get all wrapped up in coral. We shouldn't be having people kick the coral. You know, we should have guidance and guidelines on how to protect and preserve nature, endangered species lists. I support all of that. I think that's you know, something we need to do. Make sure we aren't hurting our air. But I do not want to see false narratives where we are blaming, you know, droughts and canyons and sinking and ice sheets melting just based on, you know, well, because you're not vegetarian. You know, we're going to be talking in the next segment, these electric vehicles. You know, we're starting to hear more and more that the electric car batteries are not as environmentally safe as, you know, people are saying. And that we may have landfill graveyards of lithium ion batteries. We need to be very careful what we're doing with our tech. And what we're doing in terms of the argument of, well, we're doing this to protect the country. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some interesting medical news here. Research from the University of Texas Southwestern is looking at how many people who get knee replacement aren't just done. They need follow-up surgeries. Whoa. Okay. If you're going to go through that whole process of getting a knee replacement, a total knee replacement, you'd think you'd be done. But according to researchers, the rate at which U.S. patients who underwent total knee replacement required follow-up surgery is expected to rise 182% by 2030. Investigators looked at a major database containing the medical records of about 1 million patients who underwent total knee replacements between 2006 and 2015. And according to UPI News, 3.5% of those surgeries required a second revision. They said right now revision rates are overall low, but further research is needed to for additional risk factor interactions due to the physical, psychological, and financial toll of revision surgery. What is a risk factor? Age. Younger patients were more prone to requiring a second surgery. Now, that's why we don't necessarily recommend joint replacement when you're young. We recommend you wait till you're older because, yes, the younger you are, sometimes it does have to be revised. But other demographics included men over women. Men were more prone. Black patients required more follow-up than whites, as well as location. Those in the big cities were less prone to second surgeries than those in more rural. A three-day hospital stay after a total knee replacement seemed ideal. Patients with hospital stays that were shorter or longer than 3 days also faced higher risk for a second knee procedure. Also, the reason for the knee replacement seemed to matter. The majority of those operations occur because you have progressive osteoarthritis of the knee or you're starting to get bone on bone. People who had their knees replaced for other reasons like injury, a tumor, osteonecrosis, they might have needed more follow-up operations. So keep in mind that when you do get a knee replacement, try to stick to your physical therapy. Try to stick to your doctor's best practices and best results protocol, because unfortunately some people might have to go back in and get them revised. Another surgery that a lot of people don't understand that they have to get a revision on is their breast cosmetic surgery. People think once they get their breasts done, lifted, implants, they're done. No. Oftentimes you need to get that revised. So that's something, always talk to your medical provider to kind of review what we're looking at in terms of prognosis and follow-up. There is a new back surgery that might be able to alleviate pain. They say the number of people who suffer from back pain is expected to jump 36% over the next 3 decades. Why? Because many of us are sitting. And Scripps News says that there's a new study from the University of Hawaii that found heart conditions, hypertension, diabetes, poor mental health, and other things exacerbated by the pandemic are going to lead to our back pain issues. But this new procedure called artificial disc replacement, according to the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, where you have a worn or damaged disc, which is kind of our shock absorber between the bones of our vertebrae, well, they get removed and we replace them with a prosthetic or artificial disc, is looking pretty promising. I love the idea. For more than 50 years, a spinal fusion has been the go-to, where we connect the bones to the spine, preventing them from moving. It's low risk, effective, but you could still have pain, and you don't have your full spinal movement. So inserting an artificial disc seems to be a better alternative, especially for athletes, because they can still get their movement. So when you're trying to replace motion, it's better to have, the artificial disc, they believe. Now, Dr. Prusmak is a proponent of these artificial disc surgeries. He's performed over 1,000 of them, and it's called an artificial disc replacement. It's been around for 15 years, but now becoming more and more popular. Now, you might have to have the recurrent surgery. The artificial disc can deteriorate, but also so confusion surgeries. And once you fuse, there's not a lot of other options. So I kind of like the idea, and I've seen patients that have done really well with an artificial disc. I just don't have a lot of data on how long it lasts and how happy people are, but it really seems promising. So definitely something to look at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing we were talking about earlier is the electric car batteries and their effect on the environment. And an interesting piece from LifeWire talks about how electric car batteries are a problem in more ways than one. And our goal to try to eliminate fossil fuels might be clouding our judgment on what we're actually doing to the environment. Now, the batteries are fueling the electric vehicle growth, although I think Mercedes now is slowing down. Now, but lithium-ion batteries are now on e-bikes, scooters, and we're seeing lithium-ion batteries now just skyrocketing in use. But Charlie Welch, CEO and co-founder of Zap Blatt, says lithium-ion batteries have already sparked 22 fires that caused 36 injuries and 2 deaths in New York City this year. Lithium-ion batteries are also hard to get out. So if we're having a water crisis, we're going to need to come up with something better than dumping tens of thousands of water, gallons of water, on a car fire. They say batteries are fueling EV growth from giant SUVs to electric bikes. They can be recharged. No local emissions. Electric motors are silent. But producing these batteries have a significant environmental and human impact. They say that these batteries are made with cobalt. Cobalt is highly volatile and unsustainable mineral to source. There are several cobalt mines in Africa, particularly in the Congo, but it's believed that child labor is being used for them. CEO of sustainable sourcing company Ban Q told LifeWire, even after manufacturing, the life cycle of a battery is shorter than you might expect. How many times has your phone or your laptop battery said, oh yeah, you have hours left, and then you don't? They say because many e-bike and scooters use cheaper batteries with shorter life cycles, there is unfortunately a growing mountain of e-waste. Micro-mobility operators swapping a tsunami of conventional lithium-ion batteries on e-bikes and e-scooters with few recycling options at present mean we are well on our way to building a massive battery graveyard, they say, and squandering the rare earth minerals used to manufacture them. This is according to Mr. Welch from Zapbat. So can you recycle? You can, but recycling can cause environmental impacts. They say recycling programs are happening at the mines where child labor is rampant. So a battery can be made substantially from both a human and environmental perspective. The growth of battery use isn't sustainable. And if you can recycle them, batteries can become pretty toxic. Many batteries and solar panel parts are not recyclable. So that increases our waste generation, and properly disposed batteries could cause soil, water, air pollution. So what about hydrogen fuel cells? Well, another option is hydrogen. It's not perfect, they say, but it would require a distribution network similar to that of gasoline rather than using our existing electricity grid. But the advantage that refueling can be faster and charging a car, the car still runs on electricity and produces only water as waste. I like that idea. Hydrogen fuel cells are more expensive than electric vehicles, but they have a smaller impact on the environment because why? They emit water when powered with hydrogen. But all vehicles, regardless of how they're powered, will still require multiple resources, both natural and manufactured. And hydrogen is less, like batteries, less energy dense than gas, so you need to carry more of it. You also have to store it at a higher pressure. So these are things to think about. Yeah, and I'm not buying an electric vehicle or hybrid or anything anytime soon. I just can't afford it right now. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.